I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Here we go, Ruskin and Sack, ESPN Arkansas on the radio and anywhere else on the Hit That Line Now app. The best app of all the apps.
Sweetest smelling app
That's
in the
right,
world.
Exactly. Okay. The chips and queso. That's pretty good, too. Zach Arntz, yeah. Reporting for duty.
Here.
DQ.
Here.
Reporting for duty.
Right.
Here.
She had a big weekend. It was her birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Big birthday.
Strawberry
blowout.
Picking and all kinds
Dutch
of good
ovening
stuff.
Dutch ovening and what else did you do?
I was gifted a Dutch oven cast iron.
Oh, all right.
That cast iron stuff's nice,
that's
right?
It's nice. Really nice.
Pre-seasoned.
Yeah.
Well, oh, really?
I don't have to cook oil on it
okay.
for a bunch of
look at you.
Times
that's
before I can
way.
Even use it.
Now, are you going to make any Dutch oven desserts? You know, they put like cobblers in there.
Yeah.
And you put the coals on top. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that lady do it on PBS.
Yeah.
Her name Phyllis Spear.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Dutch baby?
No.
It's like a pancake.
Never heard of it.
Or
Dutch
it's
baby.
Like a very, very fluffy pancake.
You ever heard of a Johnny cake? You ever heard of a Johnny cake?
No.
Oh, okay. We made these once in elementary school.
Okay.
They did this deal at a camp where you'd go for a couple days and, you know, that there was like a theme. And 1 year was like the pioneers. So you had to live like a pioneer for a couple of days and we learned what
fun is that?
I don't know. It wasn't. Well, we didn't have phones back in the days.
Yeah.
We barely had electricity.
Yeah,
there was no hot water either in those cabins.
No internet.
And it was cold.
Oh, man.
I refused to shower. I'm like, when I get home, I'll shower. I'm not.
Refused?
Yeah, it was cold.
DQ, Abner and Pine Ridge would like you to give the Big Blue a shout out. Because what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Kentucky shirt.
Why?
That's just what I picked.
Losers of 2 out of 3 this weekend to Tony Vitello's Tennessee Volunteers.
Oh, hey, shout out to Bailey in Denver who let us know that Nebraska is your back-to-back national champions in accounting.
Oh, man. Crunching the numbers.
Yeah.
Way to go, Huskers.
Yeah, I like
all right.
This.
Yeah, well, there they are.
Well done.
That's right. Yeah, there's the picture. They're holding up a giant check.
How do you think they went out and celebrated?
Well, they did the percentages, and then they argued over how much of the tip they should leave. Yeah. I think it's $14. No. That's $14 and a quarter if you want to get the... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Something like that. Wow. National champs in accounting. See, that's
the kind of
information we could have used a little while ago.
Yeah. Where do you hang it?
I don't know.
Math lab or something like
that's
that?
That's right. Yeah. Right. Something like that. over to the Excel, over the computer lab.
DQ Excel. Loves Excel.
I love Excel.
I do.
Nothing like putting numbers in there and then they automatically tabulate.
It's so gratifying when you put all the equations in there. Like I was working on my my budget spreadsheet today, DQ, and like just plugging in the numbers, and then it, bam, gave me the number at the end that I was looking for.
Beautiful.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. We are here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. On the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
Out of the 479 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, they celebrated by smashing the office copy machine.
Yeah. Or they poured like toner on someone's head.
Right.
You know, like what else do they use? You ever remember those calculators that had the little... those Addy machines had the little roll of paper behind them, so you do it, and they're like, yeah, they get some of those rolls of paper. They unwind them or something. I don't know. Yeah. Ryan in Bentonville says, Nebraska's celebration was very calculated.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very good.
All right. Well, let's see here. Well, here we go.
Need to text your dad.
What did he do?
No, I'm in the middle of something, and I need his... I need his expertise.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We've got a lot that we can get into here. It's a Monday, so there's a lot of stuff going on with Razorback baseball. Basketball, not much going on. Although Zach has a celebrity sighting that he will tell you about coming up here in a few minutes.
Guys, I saw him in the wild.
Yeah. Look at that.
Saw him in the wild.
Look at that. We'll get the whole lowdown on all of this coming up here. Good win for the over the weekend. Listen, you don't learn anything about a team when times are good. You learn about a team when it's difficult, and this was difficult this weekend. And I think we learned a lot about this Arkansas baseball team. And as I've said all season, they've got gumption. That's what they've got.
They're good,
and they're
really good.
They took 2 out of 3 from South Carolina, and including winning the second game of the doubleheader. It's like I know this isn't the philosophy. But it seems like the philosophy is, all right, Hagen game one, a free one in game two, and then we'll shut the door with Tigert in game three.
Oh, okay.
That seems to be the philosophy. Now, I don't know. I know they don't approach it that way because they still think, you know, Molina is a big-time, you know, talent. And he is a big-time talent. But they don't think of game two as being a quote-unquote free one, I'm pretty sure. But that's the way it looks like it played out on Saturday because they didn't use McIntyre at all in game two and they saved him for game three. And, you know, he didn't have his vintage outing, but you know what? Got to win.
Hey, man.
My mom almost put the gooser on this whole deal.
Series wins on the road. That's all you're looking for.
My mom put the gooser on this whole thing almost.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
We're watching Saturday and it's 9-2, I believe.
Yes.
And she's like, let's, you know, she wants my dad to leave. They're going back to the hotel or whatever. And he's like, well, the game's on. This is like the 8th inning. And she goes out loud, oh, it's over.
What?
Yeah. Then in the bottom of the 8th, South Carolina scored 3. So it is now 9-5. Then in the bottom of the 9th, they score another one, 9-6. And all the whole time I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? What are you doing? But luckily they won, and the jinx was avoided there.
Yeah,
but it was a blatant. Oh, it's over.
Blatant.
She did that. Wasn't even like a subtle a jinx. It was just a full on jinx. But anyway,
it's terrible. You can't do that.
Struggling Florida team coming in here. This weekend.
They
but
hit
before
it,
that.
They
you got to
okay.
play. You got to play Pine Bluff down there in Dickie Stevens Park, and
they hit it okay. They just can't throw it. They can't pitch. And
That's a problem.
I expect the ball to be flying out of bum.
Okay, that's right.
A lot. Yeah. It's over.
Oh, there you go. There it is. Yeah. Good stuff there with all of them. And everything that went on was positive and outrageous. And
everybody's happy.
Everything went fine. Let's see here. So that happened over the weekend. Let's see. Oh, is TA in Las Vegas? That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
Is national championship accounting regulated by the NCAA or the IRS?
I would say both, probably. That seems right. Probably more by the IRS now. I wonder if they're getting, like, NIL money.
No. To celebrate, Jesse at Mountain Home says that they typed in 80085 on their calculators and had a laugh.
See, if you didn't grow up in the 90s or the 80s or the 70s, you don't know what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. Mm. We also did 1134, and you turn it upside down, and it said hell. And everybody's like, oh, scandal, well, my God.
Where you went to school, that probably was scandal.
Well, yeah, right, exactly, yeah, yeah.
JT in Hot Springs wondering how much NIL does the accounting team get. My guess is as much as they want because they're the ones in charge of the spreadsheet.
And as you have noted, you can make a spreadsheet say whatever you want.
Guys, I can tell you, in my years at the world's largest chicken maker, we reported a profit every single year.
Thank you, Chicken Man.
We did that. We did that.
And they haven't been the same since.
That thing always showed in the positive.
I also have a interesting story that hopefully we'll get to this hour regarding a unique piece of sports memorabilia that is set to hit the auction block.
Really?
Yeah.
Would I have any interest in this?
I don't know. Okay. You didn't seem interested when I brought it up earlier.
Oh, we've talked about it?
Right.
Cool.
McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. The mascot should be Andy Dufresne, according to this texter on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I mean, he did help that guy on the roof with his tax problem.
He did,
right?
He did. Look, okay. He kept the warden, and he kept the warden out of trouble till the end.
Well, yeah, then the warden found some trouble.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
You know, we start off a draft week with some news here.
Yeah, what do you got?
The Broncos are getting Zach Wilson via trade from the Jets.
Don't do that.
Isn't that exciting news?
Why?
Because they don't want him there anymore because he is bad. So they gave him up for what we would call pennies on the dollar.
Huh. So, okay. Well, they've only got one quarterback on the roster, and that's Jarrett Stidham, I think. I think that's right.
I think DiNucci
may be the only one. They have one. I know they have one quarterback on their roster.
Right. Yes.
And now they still have one quarterback on their roster.
They didn't have a fraction of a quarterback.
And they released. Did you see their new uniforms that they released?
Yeah, today? They look like the old uniforms.
They are ugly. Man, what is so hard about going, you know, we've got this thing in our past that is literally the most perfect uniform that we've had. The old John Elway, you know, the blue helmet with the horse, the orange.
What? They're bringing that back.
But No. Go back to what you had. Mm. It was perfect. It's like the Buccaneers with the creamsicles. Doesn't make any sense. That's a perfect uniform.
Right.
And they jacked it up.
Well, you know, you get sports is full of marketing people, and marketing people really don't know a whole lot about much of anything.
No.
Honestly, they don't. I mean, they think they do, but they don't. And so what happens is, you know, the bean counters start changing stuff, and the fans are like, no, we want it the way it was. I mean, the Rockets had terrible uniforms. Yeah. They ended up going back to the other version of the other thing.
Here's a text of the 479. I think I speak for all the idiots when I say we are all waiting on Patricia to answer the shirt question.
Well.
Now, boys, I think we all know which way that one's going to go.
Yeah. Hacker claims at Harding all the girls wear shirts in the pool.
Well.
And unless they've changed the rule, the boys and the girls are not allowed in the pool at the same time. So,
okay. By the way,
be very safe.
Happy
that
birthday.
A random orgy doesn't break out of the pool.
Happy birthday to Hacker. He's 65 today. So, happy birthday.
Wow, he's old enough now.
Yeah, he is of age now. He is 65 years old today. Happy birthday, Hacker.
All right, way to go, Hacker. You can retire now, right?
Yeah, sure. Why
something
not?
Like that.
Yeah, he's of age.
Right.
He's going to get that check.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Here's somebody that wants a new segment.
What's that?
Hang on. Give me a moment on that.
Okay.
DQ, what are you doing in here?
I see you. Abner once again. Can we give Abner a producer credit on this show?
I think we're going to have to at some point.
Today's show produced by Abner and Pine Ridge from the from the rectory, by the way.
That is the most unsettling thing.
Well, you went to the rectory this weekend.
I did.
Yeah.
No, I did go to Mass this weekend, as I always do, because I'm a good, well.
Let's try not get hit by lightning here while you go through this story,
let's
please.
Let's put it this way. If this were baseball, I'd be a Hall of Famer, because I'm hitting over 300. But I saw Coach Cal out in the wild.
At church.
At church.
Wow.
He was present and accounted for and left a little early, but you know, maybe it's to beat the traffic. Maybe it's to avoid the swarm.
Well, but I have no idea the timing on this stuff. Did he leave before the sermon?
There's a place during Mass where you go up and everybody, you know, there's like a break in the action and you go up and you receive your communion. And that's about the time, you know, the early leavers, they start to vacate.
I see, yeah. It's okay, like it's the same in our church.
It's the seventh inning stretch at a Catholic Mass.
Okay.
And you know, he was breaking away a little early.
Because, see, growing up, like, if we had to be somewhere, like, you know, lunch or whatever, we would leave after communion.
Right.
Before the sermon.
Now,
there's a natural break in there, and you can see people bolting.
My dad, he was a 43-minute guy. At the 43rd minute, if we were not, if it didn't matter where we were, but he was leaving.
That's it.
43 minutes in, out.
Right. Wait, you had communion before the sermon?
Yeah. Okay,
we flip-flopped.
Can I have the schedule? Okay, so here's the order of worship, all right? Here you go. All right, so it would, like, the guy gets out there and welcomes everybody, makes some announcements, you know, some please pray for these people, they're not doing well, whatever. Okay, then it's like two songs and then a prayer and then maybe two more songs and then a scripture reading and then the communion. Or then the communion, then a song, and then the scripture reading, and then the sermon. Then it goes song, song, prayer at the end. Or sometimes song, prayer at the end after the sermon.
That's
depending on if we need to move things along.
Catholics figured this out several centuries ago. They let you stay. They hold the communion till the very end. That way you got to stay.
Yeah, see, that's right. Yeah.
As soon as you're done, it's two prayers, bang, you're out. Right. But Cal, he headed right for the door.
Okay. Well, he was there, though.
Right. Didn't see any state troopers or anything, so.
Okay. All right. Well.
But, you know, I was one of the last people. He did create quite a stir. I'll tell you that over where I was. I was on the other side.
Are you a balcony guy?
No.
Oh, okay. You're on the lower level.
Yeah, there's no balcony. It's kind of a T-shaped thing.
All right.
The front and the
sides.
See,
we're balcony people. Upper tank.
I absolutely expect many people to convert to Catholicism. Over the next couple of weeks,
that'd be great.
A glimpse.
That'd be great for the cause and whatnot, right?
There were two plates that went around.
A lot of people out there looking for answers, Zach. I'm just saying.
Two plates went around. Rumor was the second one was an NIL plate. That's what I heard.
A lot of people looking for answers, Zach, and it turns out there's only one book that's got them all. Only one. So, I mean, hey, maybe that'll be an uptick in all that stuff. I don't know.
I'm anticipating a swell the next couple of weeks, trying to get a glimpse. Trying to catch Coach on the way out. He'll probably have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
There were a couple of people that were moving towards the door to try and get a word with him, but he had gotten free.
Isaac wants to know, do you have to get up and shake everybody's hand and hug while the band plays? We had to do that every now and then. There's no band.
I
did not like that at all. They want you to get up and, you know, meet the people sitting around you.
Yeah.
Even though at our church, the people who sit around each other have been sitting around each other for like 20 years.
Okay, now, COVID ruined all of that for our church.
We still do that. There's no house band. This is serious business. And then
you sing hymns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they up on the screen or you got a book?
First of all, they're on the board. It's like a Fenway scoreboard up there, man.
They're in the book.
They hand you the hymnal, which is about that thick, and you got to know how to read the board.
I miss song books.
If you don't look, if you can tell the people that were there for the first time because they couldn't read the board, and if you don't know how to read the board, you can't find the hymns, and then they're just kind of mouthing what they know. They're lip syncing.
There's no song books anymore, at least where my parents go. Mm. So it's all on the screen. I miss the song book. I liked having it in my hand. I liked the little ribbon that you could put as the marker.
Right.
You know, they tell you, please mark this song. We're going to get to it later. And, I love that.
Now, you can go out into the rectory and you can bring your own book if you got it. You can tell who the veterans are. You know, they got their own. And they will look it up online to know which hymns we're going to.
And then all the punk kids would mess up the little ribbon. The bookmark ribbon, so it'd all be like tied up in a billion knots. And
you can't do that.
You couldn't do that. You couldn't keep it placed.
That's why the old folks bring their own.
It was something. Right.
He's out and about in town.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's good. Any players yet?
No. Okay. No, still just one.
Okay. All right.
And he was out at Bogle.
Yeah, he was
weekend.
At Bogle. He was out there.
I don't think
he
used the jazz fingers though.
Well, it looked like a hold up then. I mean, that's you gotta wiggle your hand or something. I mean, come on. Yeah. Robin Fayetteville saw celebrities this week. Majestic Storm and Ronnie Brewer.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Pretty good. That's pretty good. What does this say? All right. Can't read that one.
Don't
Thank
read
you.
That. Please don't read that one.
Everyone uses their phone. The preacher uses an iPad. Do you bring a Bible?
No. Yeah, me? No. They provide one there. It took me a while to find the old school. I grew up masses in Latin. They were done a certain way, and you know they've made some changes. But I like it the old way. There was nothing wrong with the way we were doing it. So anyway,
Gilligan's got a story here.
All right, fire away.
He lifeguarded at a pool in college, and some group came in, a religious group, and they swam in t-shirts and jeans.
All right.
Lucky nobody sank, man. Jeans in the pool? Wait, come on. You can't hold yourself up.
Yeah, really. How does that work? You just get dragged to the bottom.
They also left a lot of hair in the pool because they got long hair and whatnot. Yeah. At least the women do. All that stuff. Anyway, how about that? Skeeter wants a podcast of you going to confessionals.
Going to what?
Confessionals.
Ooh, listen.
I believe that's a violation of your civil rights if we did that, I think.
So, real quick story. Yeah. First time I went, it took a while. I had some stuff that we had to work out.
Yeah.
Second time I go, now I go every Wednesday now. I figured that, now that I've lightened the load a little bit, it's not as bad. But the first time I was in there, it took probably 40 minutes. It was, there was a lot. Second time, I got the same guy. He looked at me and went, no. And he got up and left. And he he tapped out. He went to the bullpen and got somebody
else. Is that allowed?
I don't think so.
Megan in Fort Smith says, all males should wear shirts at public pools. She's seen way too much at the local water parks and whatnot.
All right.
Well, look, I mean, I don't know. And then some of these guys that are older than us that wear the cutoff t-shirts with the big flabby arms, you don't have guns, dude. We need an intervention there. What? If I ever accomplish anything doing this job, it's to get people with flabby arms that are men to quit wearing cutoff t-shirts.
Just live your truth, man. Who cares? We're not on this rock for very long. Do what you want.
While I'm here, I don't want to look at your bingo
wings. You're not going out anyway.
I've seen it before.
If they come in your living room, say something.
Right.
But they're not in your living room.
And I'm not talking about you're around the house and you're doing stuff. That's different. If you go to an event where people are, a ball game, and you've got a cutoff t-shirt on, and unless you got guns, then okay, fine. And there's plenty of young people in the hog pen that got guns out there that can, show them off. But some of these guys, come on. Don't do it, man. If a woman did it, you would be judging her. So let's judge the men, too.
Do your thing. I don't care anymore. Do your thing.
All right.
Whatever.
All right. I don't know.
You be you.
Okay. All right. Can't you just call Abner for your confession? I mean, he does work in the church, right? I mean,
I'm not sure which denomination.
Okay. I thought it was yours.
I
thought he was on your team.
I mean, he's bringing his holy water. How many do we have?
I don't know.
Three,
a lot.
Four, five, six, seven, eight bottles of holy water in here. Boy, he must think we
That's
suck.
How we keep going. We've got the juice, man.
Oh, Abner is Catholic. All
See,
right.
I told you.
Yeah. Hoorah. One of us.
What about Hacker wants the rule on public jacuzzis?
You don't go in one. you just stay out. It's a bubbling cauldron of bacteria.
First of all, it's a public hot tub. A jacuzzi is a brand name, and rarely are there public jacuzzis.
Look,
it's just
jacuzzi
a,
guy. You're
well,
like,
I'm just saying.
Actually, it's a brand name. You're
well, they're not Band-Aids. They're bandages. Let's get it right.
Don't go in one.
I mean, if you see one at the pool, that's not a jacuzzi unless they bought one and had it brought there. I mean, if it's just a hole in the ground with jets, that's just a hole in the ground with jets. That's what it is. It's not a jacuzzi. And these people that call their bathtubs jacuzzis make me mad, too. That is not a jacuzzi. That is a jetted tub. Get it right. All right? You know when you've been in a jacuzzi. All right?
Oh, yeah?
It is
How?
An experience you'll never forget.
How?
It's fantastic.
How so?
Well, because you feel good. Feel relaxed, all that stuff afterwards. You go into a jetted hot tub, you just feel like you're sitting in tepid water for 20 minutes. I mean, that's what it was. It's not the same. It's not the same. All right.
Yeah.
This is Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com.
Bring your own chlorine. Can you use? No, stay out of it. You don't know.
What an idea.
You don't know who's been in there. Like the ones on cruise ships. No. No.
Well, I'm not going on a cruise ship anyway. I don't have the constitution.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands. All hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
I am disappointed in one thing around here, and that is the lack of people who pay attention to this sport until June 1st. I mean, this is the team sport you're best at, and it feels like still, after all the success and all the College World Series that Dave's had, probably three-quarters of the fan base fly in on June 1st and pay attention. They aren't there on the weekends. Some are, and I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about all the other people who fly in on on June 1st and start becoming baseball experts. And they wonder why, this guy's gone 1-for-4. Why he sucks. Why is he playing? Well, he's 1-for-4. That hit did drive in 2 runs. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that you have to navigate. I thought we would be further along here in as baseball savants, given that, you know, they've been dynamite for, 20 years. But it hasn't really happened. It's progressed, but slowly than I thought it would.
I think a good number of people like a party. They like a big room, and that happens right around June the 1st. For the most part, I mean, like you said, the season's a grind. Most people aren't going to tune in to 56 games. They want to see they want to see the playoffs. That's what matters.
It also feeds into the theory that people have that more people here like to complain than cheer for the team, because there's not a lot to complain about here. So for those people, there's not any meat on the bone. So they move along.
We'll find something.
They move along to other things, football, basketball, whatever it is.
We'll find something to complain about.
It's an interesting thing, though. I really thought we'd be further along than we are as a group on baseball. It feels like they have the core audience that they have, and it's grown a little bit in 10, 15 years, but not a whole lot. I see the videos we put up with baseball stuff in it. People don't watch it. I mean, they don't. I'm surprised by that.
because it's, you're so good at it. How can you not pay attention to this right now? They're good. You're so bad at the other stuff. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah, Hacker points out they'd be there, but all the people that fly in bought the tickets.
I see. That's how it is. Well, I'm not talking about going to the games. I don't think they have a problem drawing a crowd. I'm just talking about the peripheral. Like, I don't know how many fans are willing to go through the extra steps to get the SEC Plus to watch a conference game. That's my point. You know, if it's on ESPN2, sure, fire it on. That's easy. But are you willing to take that extra step? I don't know how many people are. I think we'd be surprised how little it is. We get in this bubble here. You know, we got the guy that does the games on here. We think the whole state revolves around this. They don't.
They don't.
Until about June 1st. I'm surprised by that. Because, again, you're good at it. But then again, they've been good at track for 40 years, and no one really pays a lot of attention to that either in the fan base. So
I'm sitting here looking. Somebody just, Matt Naked, South Carolina, sent us ticket prices for this weekend. These are major league prices.
They are. And that's supply and demand. It's a smaller ballpark. They could play games in Razorback Stadium and get a really good crowd there. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about watching the games, not going to the games. People go to the games, and they fill it up. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the 25% that doesn't drop in on June 1st. On the outside, though, like, when do they start lining up for Friday's game?
Friday?
Yeah, right. In the playoffs, it's Monday.
Well,
there you go.
A little bit different, though. In the playoffs, you want to be there early.
I just thought it would be further along than it is, and it hasn't been. And I know you can't spend all 56, so you skip the midweeks, and except Texas Tech. Those are pretty good games. But they have no problem selling the tickets. I mean, Dickie Stevens tomorrow night sold out in like two minutes or something like that.
And that's what I think, as you said, we're in a bubble. We're not out there with the people. It's just during the regular season when you're 34-6, there's not a lot to talk about.
No, there isn't. They're boringly good.
Yeah. So the interest tomorrow night, you're probably not going to sit down and watch UAPB. You might listen to it for a second, check the score here and there, but you're not sitting down for 9 innings of Arkansas and UAPB.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do, you were court ordered.
Yeah.
The football's on the weekends. It's once a week. Basketball's twice a week. This is four, maybe five times. Like, next week, you've got two midweek games, and then you've got three on the weekend. That's five times during the week. You've got to sit down for three and a half hours. Yeah. It's a different deal. Yeah. So the idea that people drop in June, they may keep an eye on it, but I'm dropping in June. I don't see a problem with it.
Well, I just thought that, the greatest fan base on earth would be a little bit more into throughout the, there's only like 6 weeks left in a regular season or something like that. It's not like it's February.
Play metal bats.
I have
a wiffle ball bat.
It's just not as, it's not as popular as I thought it would be. It is popular.
Here's somebody that says, I love watching five Hall games a week with my Jack Daniels.
There you go.
I should have read that before I read it.
Probably should have.
Scan that.
That's okay. Big Keith is with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Yes, Big Keith.
Big Keith in the house.
Big Keith up in the house. How you guys doing?
Good. Yeah. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I think it was funny that you said no one wants to watch him for 9 innings. They're not going to go to 9 innings, dude. It's going to be run rules.
Hey, watch your mouth, because when you start doing this, when you guys start getting cocky, guess what happens?
Yeah. Well, here's my take. Every year, We have an outstanding baseball team. I mean, really good. And every year, come about midway through, we start not being as good as we normally are. But we're still real good. It's just we fall off a little bit. I don't know why. I don't know if we get a big head because we're number one or they get tired or what. But every year we do. And then we start doing good again come playoff time. But as far as the hitting, they can hit and they can get on base, but they can't finish it, And they got a couple of players that are great. What is his name? Diggs? Is that what his name is?
Yes.
He was injured, and since he's been back, he can't hit about half as good as he used to. I was saying to myself, I think they should have set him down a little bit longer and let him recover a little bit better, because until this last game, he really wasn't. He was, at one point, like 0-14 or something? He just wasn't doing very good. But he'll get back into it. We'll get back into it. And I think we're going to be going to the World Series this year. And I just hope that, like you said, I hope our bats come a little bit alive better. Our fielding is outrageously good, though. You know, I didn't hear none of you all say anything about that. But anyways, that's all I had. I just wanted to chime in and tell you guys that, about that. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Big Keith. Appreciate it. Here's
Big Keith in the house.
Here's a text on the McCarty Dome hotline. I was having this debate with a friend recently. I said most Arkansas fans don't care about the baseball team. He disagreed, but I countered that his perception is skewed because of what you said. We live in a bubble. To us, it seems that most fans care because we're in a lot of groups that talk about it. Yeah, it's the echo chamber situation. And, you know, this is not, by the way, none of this has anything to do with any of them. On the team, the coaches, the players, it has nothing to do with them. This is all about what happens on the outside. How is this consumed from the outside? And I would think that as consistent as they've been over 22 years, it would be a little more popular in April. I'm not talking February when they're not playing anybody any good usually. But in April, I mean, we're getting down to the – there are only 16 games left in the regular season. That's it. And then, you know, the playoffs and whatnot. I thought it'd be a little more popular than it is, but, you know, there's a lot of people who just love to gripe about stuff, and there's nothing to gripe about with baseball. So they have to find something else to do, you know, turn their attention elsewhere, something like that. But that's the way it is. I don't know. It's strange.
Hogball 30 blames us.
Oh, us?
Yeah, he says part of the problem is with the huge amount of negative talk towards the Razorback Athletic Department on this show, and then the fans feed off that, and you guys are surprised.
Well, this alleged negative, I don't even know what negative talk means. If we're pointing out the stupid things the athletic department does, I guess that's us being negative. Well, we didn't screw it up. They did.
I did say they were going 49-7 and winning the national title, right?
You did say that, yeah. Okay. We've been counting down to the championship.
That's correct.
But that's fine. We don't exist to wave pom-poms, and we never will.
Nope.
And maybe this just isn't the sports relation. This isn't the radio relationship for you, Hogball, and that's okay. Because we're not going to win everybody over. We're never going to have 100% approval, and that's okay. But
it's also baseball. Baseball's a grind. It's not like football where you consume it one. You consume one game a week, and then you talk about.
But you're living and dying with Red Sox games in
April. That's because I'm an idiot, and that's the way I was brought up. I'm one of the diehards. Most people are sane and don't have to. And again, you may just flip it on, see if they won, and then, you know, when postseason comes around, it's just like Major League Baseball. A lot of people like me, well, not a lot of people, some of us will watch every game, and then you'll get the bigger crowds once the postseason starts. It's no different. If there were 25 baseball games, you'd probably be invested in every single one of them. But there aren't. There's 56. Then you get to the postseason. And man, sometimes the games are hard to find. You can't find them in different places. Not all of us have access to SEC Plus or ESPN Plus.
Well, that's the deal. If you're not willing to take the extra step for a conference game, then, I mean, that kind of answers my question right there. Because it's a conference game, all right? They're not playing Tahiti Tech.
I know, but you can listen to the game on the radio if you want to.
You can do that. That's right. And it's great on the radio.
Let's be honest. Those streaming services get expensive after a while.
Yeah.
Not everybody can afford to spend whatever it costs to get these things every year for baseball. I get it, man. 56 games is a lot to invest in. You also have other stuff going on. You're into this part of the year where if you have kids, they're outside, they're doing, you know, they're playing sports. You can't stop. You can't tell them, hey, can't go to your game tonight because the Razorbacks play in Florida. Yeah. That's just, I mean, you just can't.
But that's sports in general too. Like, I mean, everybody's got more stuff going on than they do, than they have in the past. I don't know. I'm just surprised by it. All right, it's 15 after the hour here. Here's a text here. I'm curious what your source is that it's not that popular. I see our digital metrics on baseball stuff that we post on the internet. Your response. You know, after a basketball team, a win over a weekend in conference play or a football team, that's all you guys want to talk about. But a baseball team with a really impressive series win at South Carolina. I mean, they gutted through some stuff out there, and we haven't gotten any texts about it until I brought it up 16 minutes ago. So that's, I'm surprised by that. I thought you guys would be coming guns blazing. Hey, did you see that this weekend? That's the bit, that's where I'm coming from. When we prompt you, you bring it up. But on the other sports, you know, you bring it up to us. We make us talk about it. That's surprising to me. Because you're really good at this. And that what happened this weekend, I watched some of those games. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. Fought their asses off out there in the heat and the humidity and all that stuff.
Bugs and cicadas.
Hagan Smith looks like he took a shower in his uniform. It's nuts.
And Clay told me that the cicada noise was deafening.
Well, I'm not looking forward to that. By the way, people are eating these cicadas. We'll talk about that coming up. Oh, yeah, they're eating them. We'll get into that with Clay coming up here in a little bit.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right, we are joined now by Clay Henry, the Hall of Famer, with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Clay. Good afternoon.
How's the family doing?
64
when
degrees!
I say the family, all three of y'all.
64 degrees!
Man, I was going to give you the test later, but, man, you've already aced it.
Anytime they mention the C word, 64 degrees!
That's right. Right.
So I get a text Friday night from a couple of my buddies that, I give a name. Bruce Ritter is in Columbia, South Carolina, visiting friends, and he went to the baseball game. But afterwards, they're hanging out beside a pool, and there's some wooded area, and it's been 90, you know, 2 or 3 days in a row in Columbia. Guess what happened?
They showed up.
Cicadas.
Yeah.
It got to be 64 degrees in the ground, and, I mean, it was deafening. They couldn't talk. It was so loud.
Wow.
It's coming, baby. It's coming. So we're going to have some next week, some 62-degree nights. Well, that'll do it because the daytime highs, you know, it was 33 this morning here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there is – I'm glad we would go down this road. I'm prepared for this.
You're prepared?
For once. I am prepared. There is a restaurant in New Orleans – that is going to be serving up cicadas.
Chocolate covered?
It says cicada salad.
See, I figured they'd put it in gumbo. I mean, everything goes in gumbo.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
I mean, roadkill goes in gumbo.
Yes. Yes.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Put it all in.
That's what it is. I mean, whatever you got, put it in.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you get it to a certain temperature, it's safe.
Yeah, put the AAA batteries in there. Whatever you got, put it in there.
Words to live by.
So what's the key to gumbo? This is. You two boys, be quiet. I want DQ to say what is the key to cooking gumbo, because she's going to have to cook for her significant other at some point, and, you know, she needs to know what is the key to making great gumbo.
DQ?
I don't know. I've never made it.
It's the roux.
Yeah, the roux, okay. is key. Yeah.
R-O-U-X.
Yeah. Of course.
It's kind of a chocolatey looking, you know, kind of like gravy looking thing. You know, it's the soup that all the other good stuff comes in. But you need, now, this is sad. The Cajuns now buy roux in jars. They don't make it.
What a shame.
I mean, you go in fancy restaurants, it's like, yeah, our roux is off the charts. And you go back there, and it's kind of like a can of gravy. You know, they just dump it in there.
It's a generation long.
And it's
Clay.
Good, too. I mean, it is good. I mean, you know, you can buy roux by the chart. It is great. My son-in-law makes it. I mean, he works on it you know, you stir it, you add a little flour, you just keep, you know, you go, and 5 or 6 hours later, he says, it's ready. And then he dumps in shrimp and okra and whatever he's got.
How do you know when it's ready? I guess he doesn't know.
You just know.
Wooden spoon test. You just keep dipping it.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You got it.
It's like the Italian families when they're making their own sauce.
Right?
They just know. Just know. The old wooden spoon test.
Oh, hey, Clay, Magnifico. I forgot to tell you. You know, you gave me that terrific cherry cobbler dessert at Thanksgiving.
Did it work?
Yeah, absolutely. I've made it several times. But you know what I did? I took a little spin and tried something out. And instead of using cherries, I used apple pie filling and made an apple cobbler.
Doesn't matter. Peach is good too, man.
Oh, it changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what your deal is. So I got hooked on it because of Cherry's Jubilee at the Hayes Adams Hotel across the street from the White House. And so I've always, wanted, Cherry's Jubilee. But cherry cobbler with vanilla ice cream, and it needs to be Yarnell's.
Yes.
Sorry for the free ad, but it's, it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the warm cherries. Now, Cherry's Jubilee is warmed in a wine, but we don't need to do that. We don't need to dress it up that far. And you can do other things like sprinkle some cinnamon on top of the crust. You know, there's some other tricks, but that you don't need to, do you, Zach?
No, you don't. You really, really don't. The key to the whole thing, and this took me 3 tries to figure it out.
3 tries?
Well, then, just to get it the way I wanted it.
Oh,
was
okay.
The way that you had told me to put little stick little pads of butter down.
Yeah, checkerboard it.
I put a little bit more because I wanted to rise.
Oh yeah, yeah. But there's other things that you can do, like if you're in at elk camp or whatever, and you got your Dutch oven and you can cook in there. You can make cherry cobbler in that instead of having the cut up the pads and everything. You know, you can just take you can get parquet butter that it squirts out of you can squirt it out,
right?
And you can just make designs and everything. You can make happy faces, stuff. But so you don't have to have pads of butter, but that's how to get the checkerboard. But you just need to get the butter on there.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't look like much I sat there and I watched it, and then all of a sudden, bam, there it was. Yeah. And it started to rise, and I'm like, here we go.
And then it kind of just gets a little golden brown, and that's when you pull it out.
That's right.
And everybody is like, Zach, you didn't do that. Zach, you didn't make that. I've heard that over and over. I've taken it, to potlucks at the newspaper office, and the business ladies look, tell Gene in, that was really good.
Like, hey.
I made it. No way. I made it. And then I was like, okay, the next time I'm going to make it in the parking lot with my Dutch oven, with the coals. I've got a Dutch oven stand, you can do it all in the chimney. And then I'm going to do it right there and you can watch me.
DQ just got a Dutch oven.
Yeah, for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best cooking too. I mean, stews, gumbo, everything is better with a Dutch oven.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Clay Henry's with us here, 866-285-4005. Send us a text here on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. DQ does bake bread, Clay.
You can bake bread, sourdough in the Dutch oven. That's what the pioneers did. You know, they saved their starter. So baking bread in the Dutch oven, you can put the Dutch oven in the oven. You don't have to, do it on a, campfire. But the Dutch oven cookers, and you can get them different sizes. I think I've got 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Little ones, big ones, tall ones, skinny ones. And you do different stuff with different ones.
Yeah.
I am the Marlboro man.
Okay.
Did we get that?
Okay, yeah, yeah, good. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got that.
The Marlboro man. All right. Well, how are what's the big topic at the fly shop today? What's going on? What's on everybody's mind? What's happening?
I mean, part of it's cicada. I mean, there are people buying them. Yeah. Yeah. And, selling midges. Sold some fly line. Those are big sellers. So, of course, Millie, I take our yellow lab. And, she's, I think she turned 16 months this weekend. She's, you know, she's a star attraction. I think she can run for mayor of Norfolk and probably win.
Probably so.
Nothing against our mayor. She's good. I don't mean that. Don't take it that way.
So I didn't reference this last week. I forgot about it. But you sent us all a picture of you with a dog. Is that
who? Now, which one was that?
I think that's Millie. I think so. That's okay. The yellow lab, right? Also have a chocolate lab. That's Rosie. She's almost 15.
I think this is the chocolate.
I think it was Rosie.
Yeah, I think that's
Rosie. Oh, was it Rosie?
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of just chugging along, bad hips. You know, 15. She'll be 15 on Mother's Day. That's old for a lab.
Yeah. Bad hips like Zach.
Hey, I'm right here, literally. I can hear you.
Yeah. I mean, but just 15 in dog years, figured up, times 7, she's old.
Yeah.
She's got a white face. So, you know, we got two at once. We got two. They were 7 weeks old, two out of the same litter, a male and the female. This is the way it works. She's outlived the male by 5 years now.
Okay. That's
what's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
DQ, you're going to outlive these boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be long gone.
Well, but they're older than you. I mean, but if you were the same age, you would still outlive them.
So, Clay,
I listened to some of the Taylor Swift stuff.
Oh, really?
Did you like it?
Average.
Average.
You set me up. Thank you, DQ. That was perfect.
You're welcome.
No, it was good. She's really good.
I'm going to have to listen to this, I guess, because apparently.
No, she's good.
Derek and I. One of our favorite people on the planet took a stray during her diss track, Fernando Alonso, the Formula One driver.
Right, yeah.
DQ, can you get me any sort of information on this?
Oh, when she says Alfa Romeo. Yeah.
Aston Martin,
yeah.
What's that?
What's got wrong with F1?
But why is he in
it? It's a hot car.
No, she didn't name him. Okay. I don't think it was a diss on...
Okay.
F1.
All right. Well,
I thought you were going to listen to it because there's a song called "I Hate It Here," and that's what we hear you say a lot of times.
That could be another one that I listen to.
Okay. So Clay, earlier they're auctioning off O.J. Simpson's credit card, and right now it's still going for about $2,000 at the auction. It closes in a few days, and
it just a piece of plastic?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no money in the bank, so you can't use it.
It's an expired credit. It expired in 2023. Yeah. So
wouldn't it be better to like auction off knives and stuff like that?
Okay. Well, the people with the Bronco want to get rid of it.
Or gloves.
That's true. What were those shoes he had, Zach? What were those called?
What were they? The Miglias or
Bruno
Maglias?
Bruno what? Zach's in the middle of an episode here.
Sorry, you made me swallow an Altoid. Bruno Mollier.
Sorry.
Is swallowing an Altoid? I want to ask this. No, I got to ask that.
Yeah, go ahead.
What made you point a laser pointer in your eye?
Great question. Okay. So, I didn't. First of all,
who does that?
Well, I do, apparently.
Did you not know that's what it was?
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
my daughter
had left it
in my backpack. And I
grabbed
it.
Oh, it was a trick?
Well, no, I just grabbed it and I didn't know what it was. I was kind of fumbling around with it.
It's like a ballpoint pen. That's what it looks like.
It has a button on it. And I hit the button, and it shined right in my eye.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And you're okay, right?
Well,
I mean, your eyes suck. You won't get glasses, so couldn't have helped.
I actually got glasses.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah, you got glasses, yeah.
Was it a revelation?
It's amazing the things that
I was missing. Can you see that a stop sign has four letters now?
Oh.
My dad, he got glasses like at 48 or 49, and I was with him. I was like, I don't know, 12, 14. We're driving home, and he goes, "Oh my gosh, the stop sign has letters."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
I
oh
just
gosh.
Knew it as the big red blob.
See, I got glasses when I was like 5, so I mean, I've lived this life a long, long time.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to do me a favor. I know at some point you're probably going to have a conversation with John Calipari. That fair to say? At some point.
Probably.
Okay. You got to tell him that when he goes to church on Sundays, people are watching.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, hang on.
It's Mass. It could be
Saturday.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
It could be Sunday.
When he goes to Mass, because I was there on Sunday, he can't leave early.
He left early?
Got to stay to the end. You got to stay because that was the buzz in the rectory afterwards. Coach Cal left early.
I mean, he didn't like go through communion or anything.
Oh, no. Went there and
drink the wine.
Then went straight for the door.
It doesn't count then, right?
We waved it off.
That's good.
VAR,
of you.
VAR
got a variance.
We went VAR.
Hey, you know what's important? When they pass the plate, he dumps and he does. Yeah. I mean, he is very generous.
Yeah, it was pretty wild because by the time it got to me, people had picked that thing clean like a carcass. There wasn't very much in there.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah. You're okay. Making change, right?
I actually watched a guy one time make change in the offering plate, which I thought was bad. I mean, that's one of those things. You come to Mass prepared. You know what you can give. You don't put a 20 in and take 15 out. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's not good.
That you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm going to take you back to my elementary school days. Mm-hmm. We went to Pulaski Heights Presbyterian, pretty close to War Memorial Stadium. Pat Jones went to the same church, and he usually sat behind us. You know, there's four boys, crew cuts. You know, there are me and my three brothers, and we're scattered out, and my mom and dad always sit together, and the boys, and my dad couldn't reach to the end. You know, like he'd thump us in the back of the head if we're not, right. You know, like you've ever been thumped in the back of the head?
Oh, yeah.
So Pat Jones had thumping privileges. If he was sitting behind us and we didn't, I got thumped. So I'm covering the first press conference after he was hired as head coach at Oklahoma State, and he's like, and there's Clay in the front row, and if he goes to sleep, anybody can thump him in the back of the head like I did when he was 10. And everybody just kind of looked around. What is he talking about? I knew.
Yeah.
But so stuff happens in church. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I was looking at the, and we've asked Chuck about this, and Chuck doesn't keep much of anything in terms of memorabilia, but you know, O.J. Simpson's credit cards out there. What? Give us a couple of. Do you have memorabilia from your career? Do you have stuff? Do you keep stuff?
I give it away if I get stuff. I mean, if it's like one of the things that was in kind of a treasure trove that was kind of handed down to me, that was my dad's stuff, and it was a game program from after the '64 season, the Cotton Bowl, you know, against Nebraska. There was a game program, and the cover is autographed by Frank Broyles and my dad. And I gave that to Sarah, and she's got it framed on her wall. It used to be just laying on her desk, and a realtor came through. He's like, man, you got to put that away. You know, people that come look at the house, that's going to – so she finally got it framed. That's like – but, you know, most stuff, I just give it away. I mean, you know, that you'd think, well, that's significant. It's – our house, there's not sport stuff in there. There's like you know, ducks on the wall, trout, you know, replicas on the wall. There's bamboo rods on the wall. So that's my stuff, you know, 100-year-old bamboo rod, you know, that's a vintage rod, you know, split bamboo cane. You know, it's not a bamboo like you think. You cut it out. It's, you know, it's made from Tonkin cane from China. You know, that's the way the rods were in the 30s, 40s, 50s. I like that kind of stuff. So nobody would really say, well, where's Clay's, you know, where's his? There's no autograph stuff in here. None of it. I guess that if that's what you're asking, I mean, I have old rods, old reels.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Shotguns, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I've got a duck caller that was given to me by Rick St. John, I think I'm going to get it right. It was a world champion, and we duck hunted together, and I shot a duck that had jewelry. Anybody know what that means?
No.
So they banned them in Canada to track them, and so it has a little metal band on its foot, on its leg. It will never, it'll never come off. And when you kill one like that, then you put it on your lanyard on your duck call. And he didn't have any. Now, here's the world champion, and he's a guide. I think he's from BB, and won the world championship. We were hunting south of DeWitt. He wasn't guiding us. He was just hunting with us. And I shot one that was clearly mine, and he held it up, and he goes, "You got jewelry." And I said, "Well, where's yours, David? I might have said Rick." And he goes, "Well, if I'm guiding, the client gets them." So I said, "Like, you get this." And Echo Duck Calls, which is one of the great ones, they sent me a red acrylic with a razorback on it, and it had a band on it with the number of that duck call. Of that band that we showed. It wasn't that band. He got to keep it. But that's what happens when you give. I mean, I just like, man, you need to have this. So that's kind of a sports-related memento, I'd say.
Yeah. All right. Pretty cool. So you don't have a million press passes like Andrew Hutchinson does or anything like that?
That's silly stuff.
Yeah.
That is silly stuff. Yeah. I mean, and I've seen him, put this in my collection. It's like, yeah, right. Somebody hadn't been there. Act like you've been there, man.
Okay, it's 21 after the
I'm
hour.
I'm joking. I like Andrew.
Yeah, we love that. He's the best.
He's young and still full of life. He hasn't been beaten down yet.
That's right, yeah.
Well, here's what I'll say about Andrew. He is coachable, and that's good.
That's good.
That's not like Ty. Ty's not coachable.
No.
And now, like Fernando Alonso in the Taylor Swift album, Ty catching a stray bullet here all the time.
Sorry. Friendly fire.
That's right.
It happens. Okay. Sometimes you shoot yourself in the foot.
We wouldn't make fun of him if we didn't like him. That's the way it is, right? That's what guys
last
do,
time
right?
I scored.
That's your story.
Okay. Well, that is my story. Yes, that's right. We don't make fun of you. It's trouble.
He made it back from Montana with the fly rod that I let him borrow. So
he didn't even use it.
No, I mean, who goes to Montana and doesn't fly fish?
Ty.
He played golf.
Yeah, he's on this golf thing.
Play golf here.
He's on this golf thing now, and
good
I don't
for
know.
Him.
This feels like a midlife crisis.
Pretty early for that, isn't it?
Well, he's getting closer than he thinks.
That's right. He is sneaking up on his midlife fast. Yeah. He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So do y'all think he's an eligible bachelor or he's not? Is he a prize?
Ooh, DQ, you're best equipped to handle this.
Anybody would be lucky
silence.
To date Ty.
Anyone would be lucky to date
okay,
Ty.
Thank you.
He's all a right. catch.
Oh, really?
That's what we wanted to hear. She hesitated, or maybe she was doing so. She works like on the podcast most of the show, right? She's busy.
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
You
no.
just pick your spots. Then,
right. Yes.
Picking her spots. That's
Enjoy
it.
The pleasure of an Arkansas win and pleasuring yourself to that win, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a catch.
I have a low IQ.
Man, he's wearing it all of a sudden here.
Lucky, something. Anybody else wants to make fun of Ty? I'll go to war, but he's our guy.
Right.
So
right.
We can't.
That's exactly right.
It's like when you have a baby and everybody knows that's an ugly baby. But don't anybody tell that's my ugly baby. Don't you say it.
That is well said. Okay. We're going to a break here and
I didn't call him ugly.
No. Of course no. No one said you did.
Don't do that.
Thank you, DQ.
That's AIDQ.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.